I spend a lot of time reminiscing about my childhood life in a small town. I relished it the most when my family and I lived in an old single-story semi-wooden bungalow with my grandmother. Besides a huge compound with fruit trees around it, the house was big and had 5 bedrooms, a living room and a kitchen. There were bamboo plants, coconut, papaya, star fruit, guava and rambutan trees in the compound. My brothers and I loved to eat the rambutans. During the rambutan seasons, we would climb the trees to pluck the juicy fruits. If we could not reach the fruits, we would use a long pole to yank at the fruits. We would eat the fruits until we were satisfied. During mooncake festivals, we took pride in parading the compound with our lanterns at night. We always looked forward to our grandmother's Nian Jiao, which she took hours to prepare for Chinese New Year. With our forks and chopsticks in our hands, we were ready to gobble the cake as she laid it on the table. We never get to taste such delicious cake anymore after her demise. To this day, I still miss her Nian Jiao. Before the existence of computers and Game Boy, playing in the compound was our favorite pastime. Rope skipping, football, hopscotch, hide and seek and playing marbles were some of the games we indulged in as children. Sometimes, we would roam into the jungle behind the house to hunt for tiny spiders with our friends. Those were fighting spiders, which we kept in empty matchboxes. We had so much pleasure watching these spiders sparring. We also had so much fun catching fighting fish in the stream and keeping them in jars and bottles. As a girl, I got to wander freely without worrying about my safety, as crimes were not rampant then.